Voiceover script, cost per task, pricing versus actual bill on real workloads. You've probably seen the pricing comparison. Claude Opus is $5 per million input tokens. GPT 5.5 is $10. Gemini is $2. That makes Gemini 2.5 times cheaper, right? Wrong. This chapter reveals why that comparison is almost useless for production cost planning and shows you the break-even point where the cheapest per token model becomes the most expensive per completed task. Here's what the pricing tables omit. Retry rate. Every time your model produces a malformed output or makes a mistake, you run the entire prompt again. Your bill climbs. For agentic systems with long pipelines, think coding agents, planning systems, anything with five or more decision steps, this compounds fast. Let's do the math. Say you have a three-step tool use pipeline. Opus 4.7 determinism on that task type is 94%. That means 94% of the time, each step succeeds. String three steps together and your pipeline succeeds 0.94 to the third power, about 83% of the time. The other 17% requires a retry. Gemini 3.1 Pro at the same three-step task has determinism of 84%. That's a 10-point gap. In isolation, small. But at three steps, it means your pipeline succeeds only 59% of the time. You need 1.2 runs of Opus to complete one successful task. You need 1.69 runs of Gemini. When you factor that retry amplification into the cost model, Gemini's cost advantage compresses from 2.3 times cheaper to 1.7 times cheaper. Still cheaper, but the gap is closing. Now stretch that to a 10-step pipeline. The retry multiplier scales exponentially, 1 over determinism to the power of n. A 14-point determinism gap, Opus at 78%, Gemini at 64%, produces a 7.2 times difference in expected runs to success. Here's where it gets truly contrarian. At 10 steps with ambiguous input, Opus costs about $4 per successful task. Gemini costs about $12. The model with the lowest per token price now costs 3 times more to actually complete the work. This break-even occurs around 4 to 5 steps. If your agentic system has 5 or more action steps on difficult inputs, and most production coding agents do, the pricing page is actively misleading you. One more factor. Prompt caching. If you cache your 10,000 token system prompt, Anthropic charges you 90% less on cached tokens. That nearly closes the gap between Opus and Gemini on high volume repetitive workloads. The lesson, don't pick your model based on n$ token. Build a cost per task model using your own determinism scores and pipeline length. Measure, calculate, and then decide. That's how you avoid paying the wrong model's tax at scale.